This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Esther Chamakili. 2015 has been a year of racial turmoil in America. The deaths of African Americans by police ignited protests and riots, and the killing of 9 worshipers at a church in South Carolina stirred national debate about the representation of the Confederate flag. These events have reignited discussions about civil rights in the United States. I recently spoke with NPR's Michelle Martin about how events like those in Ferguson, Missouri, change the way we look at the Montgomery bus boycott.
There are many opinions about these events and what they mean and why they occur. What happened in Ferguson is obviously kind of emblematic of a broader problem that needs to be solved, and other people just see it as bad behavior. It's funny now because we look at the people who organized the Montgomery bus boycott and we appreciate them, at least most of us do. And it's important to remember that in their own time, that was not the case. I mean, what many of them were doing was extremely risky. They were not viewed as kind of the heroes that we see them as now. And I think that's important to remember when we look at these things that happen in our own time. It's important to sort of take a stop and ask yourself sometimes, you know, how will this be seen 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now? My guess is that many of the things that we find objectionable now will be seen in the future in a different way. I think that's one of the best things about going back to revisit something like the Montgomery bus boycott, for example. It gives us an opportunity to refresh ourselves and to refresh our memories about things that we are often quick to forget.
It's been 60 years. How is America different today?
Well, it's different in so many ways, but obviously that's one of the things that I think people might want to discuss is other ways in which it's not. I mean, I do think that people forget how demeaning segregation was. Just every single day being told where you could live and where you could sit and what water fountain you could drink out of. I mean, people just really have a hard time even picturing that because there are very few things that people experience these days where somebody tells them no because of the color of their skin or because of the circumstances in which they were born. There are just very few circumstances like that today. So it's just important for people to remember what that was like to have every decision in your life pretty much circumscribed by what your skin color was. But there are other things that are the case today that people will want to talk about. And obviously there's lots of disagreement about those things. There are a lot of disagreements. There always is going to be. There always will be.
How is America similar now to 60 years ago?
That is one of those questions that there's a kind of a heavy dose of worldview in the answer. What are the forces that you feel kind of shape the country that we live in now? But history is always with us, and it's very hard to shake off the deep stem of race in even a span of 60 years. I mean, I just think that's a fair statement. I mean, the fact is our country was founded on a racial hierarchy that was enforced through law and custom and at the point of a gun. And I just think it's disingenuous to sort of suggest that all that disappears.
You'll be in Montgomery on December 1st for the anniversary of the bus boycott. The event will feature older people who actually took part in the original movement, as well as younger people sharing their vision of the future. What do you want people to take away from this event?
You can see that one of the things that we're doing here is reminding ourselves that history lives. That history lives. It does not end when you close the book. You know, it just isn't that neat. And I'm just very excited to hear the stories that these elders will tell us about their experiences. You know, people forget that this was very traumatic. I mean, I think people really should take a moment to think about the fact that, you know, a job at a university, a job as a student, as a school principal was a very hard thing to get, and with a lot of responsibility to that. And so for you to be whoever you were, you know, to get a job in a department store as a seamstress, as Rosa Parks said, those were not easy to get. So think about putting all of that at risk.
What is the significance of having this conversation and reflecting on these events in Alabama?
Well, these are where the events took place, and I think that that's part of the logic of the programs that we've been doing. You know, as part of our series, NPR Presents, we're taking the studio to the story. And so we're going to places where these stories are very rich and where they live, and we are benefiting from the local expertise of the people who are most engaged with these stories. But these are also national stories. And so to have the opportunity to hear from people who've been deeply engaged in one of the great movements of our time is very exciting. I cannot think of any place I would rather be on the anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott than in Montgomery, Alabama.